with Boxing News Today, where I'm going to give you the headlines and the updates from around the world in the boxing scene, men and women, various weight divisions. I think this should have been called the Did You Know episode. Some of the things I'm about to let you know, I did not know before. For example, did you know that when Amanda Serrano enters the ring down in Puerto Rico, it will be her 50th 5-0 pro fight? And also, this month marks her 15 years as a pro fighter. So she's 35 years old, sporting a 46-2-1 record with 30 knockouts, I might add. A winner in seven different weight divisions, world-class fighter, without a doubt. She's facing Nina Meinke, I've mentioned before, German fighter, who's going to challenge her on her home turf, so to speak, notwithstanding her moving over to the United States, New York City in particular, to resume her boxing career, continue her boxing career, even though it's taken her around the world. We look forward to seeing Serrano and Meinke go at it toe-to-toe. It's going to be a great fight. And it's also being supported, as you know, by Jake Paul. There's going to be 18,000 people in this arena. It's going to be fantastic to be there, an electrifying event without a doubt. But you know, she had something to say the other day, and it caught my attention. She said, you know, we struggle so much. I've struggled so much in this sport, not getting recognized, not getting paid, not being put in the spotlight. But, and she looked at Jake Paul, she said, things have changed thanks to you, thanks to other promoters, putting us on, giving us the opportunities, and giving us the pay. And we've mentioned that before, especially this week. We've been talking about how much various fighters do get paid. And it's good to see that Amanda is getting her due when it comes to stepping into the ring, between the ropes, and fighting it out with other women. Good stuff. All right. I want to talk also about someone who I mentioned on the undercard who I knew nothing about until just today. So this again fits into the category, did you know? So did you know Javon Walton is actually a TV star? He's on the undercard and he's also signed to Jake Paul's MVP. But I did not know this. He's a TV star and he's on the HBO show called Euphoria. He's got some kind of starring role. He's in two seasons, I believe. Doesn't really matter. The point of matter is he's now boxing for MVP, and he's on the undercard. And, you know, his parents are pretty proud of him, and one day he wants to be a world champion, all that kind of stuff. My point is you know, he's taking himself out of the acting world and entering into an equally competitive world of sports and entertainment. And you know, to his credit and to Jake Paul's credit, you know, willing to accept the challenges that he now faces, because I can guarantee you he's not going to make as much money as he did working for HBO as an actor on their series Euphoria. And he's done other things too. Just Google it. I'm sure you'll find his name. I'm sure you'll find his acting career. But realistically, he's been in front of the cameras his entire life, basically. But, you know, he's now grateful to be in the ring and to be on the big stage, quite frankly, right out of the gate. And, you know, looking up at fighters like Amanda Serrano, certainly, and learning from those kinds of fighters. It's interesting that Jake Paul announced the other day he had signed a fighter out of India. And very rarely do we ever see North American and or British promoters or management companies signing fighters out of India. But it's good to see that Jake Paul is looking around the world to add to his roster, add to his stable. And this young man here, Javon Walton, sounds like a great kid. Yeah, sounds like a fighter. Sounds like he's willing to put it on the line and struggle for what he believes he can achieve, and that is to become a world champion, as I hope all do boxers. Let's move over to more good news before we get into the quote-unquote bad news and the ugly news that we've been hearing this whole entire week. Anyway, pro boxing is coming back to El Paso down in Texas. We've got a big fight coming up at the Coliseum, courtesy of Kings Promotions and Warriors Edge Boxing. They've announced that their 10-fight card will be billed as Ring Wars number 9. It's going to be held very shortly, but headlined by, most importantly, headlined by a young lady by the name of Stephanie Hahn. And as a matter of fact, out of the 10 bouts, six of them will feature female boxers. So some great news out of El Paso, Texas, and King's Promotions. We're working with Warrior Edge Boxing. Hahn, by the way, she's an undefeated lightweight and currently ranked number 9 by the WBA, and certainly excited about returning into the ring. So good for Stephanie Hahn, good for King's Boxing, and good for Texas. All right, let's move along to what Patrick Sternberg has been following this past week. Recent Golden Boy signee Arnold Barbosa will be on the undercard of the Devin Haney-Ryan Garcia fight. And what's interesting about this is what he had to say. Barbosa, as you might know, he's 29 now. He's got 11 knockouts. Made his promotional debut with Golden Boy last month. He got an 8-round decision beatdown, basically, over Nungini. Anyway, point of matter is he also implied that he'd be ready to step in should the main event fall apart. And why would it be falling apart, you might ask? Well, have you been following the headlines with respect to what is being said by not only Devin Haney, not only Ryan Garcia, but also Bill Haney as well? We all wondered whether, in fact, Devin Haney might make that press conference in L.A., after you know, he shot at Garcia with comments about being drunk as a skunk. And Ryan Garcia came back on social media and said, "Hey, man, I drink, I smoke weed, blah, blah, blah." Okay, I mentioned it all the other day. But so Devin Haney said, "You know what? I'm not even going to waste my time going to that press conference in L.A. But he did. Okay. And it was quite a difficult event, if you will, to watch. You know, having said that Ryan Garcia was a drug user and, quite frankly, hitting below the belt with respect to some other comments as well. As a matter of fact, Haney's dad, Bill Haney, verbally attacked Ryan's dad, Henry Garcia, claiming that he wears a toupee. And when Henry fired back saying that Bill's hair is nappy, Devin said that that was a racist comment. Likely it was a racist comment. But Devin's focus on making unverified allegations of drug use by Ryan poisoned the press conference and taking it into the gutter. And Bill Haney's call about Henry's wearing a toupee was completely off topic, had nothing to do with the fight. Bill Haney then launched into Ryan's hair products, and it seemed he hadn't prepared for the press conference at all. Both Haney's looked like it hadn't mentally prepared for the press conference and was winging it, going on looks, hair products, and drug use allegations. But if you're trying to promote a fight, this was the worst way to do it, according to my friends over at BoxingNews24.com. Said Oscar De La Hoya, he said, "When I approached the Haney's, they were in quick right off the bat. On April 20th, we'll have the biggest event in boxing history, regardless of all these accusations and name-calling and things of that nature, which really should not be part of the sport. I don't know why they have these types of events. It doesn't create any new boxing fan, let's put it that way, in my humble opinion, because the average sports fan wouldn't be interested one bit in what Devin Haney has to say about Ryan Garcia and what he does outside of the ring. More on that later, though. Promoter Oscar De La Hoya revealed, in fact, that Ryan Garcia will likely make $30 million for his fight against Devin Haney and double that if he's victorious in their clash. It's going to be shown on DAZN pay-per-view. De La Hoya pointed out that Ryan has already made $30 million without winning a world title, but his earnings will skyrocket if he defeats WBC welterweight champ Haney in their bout that's taking place at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. And what that shows is that being a world champion this era in boxing is overrated and not what it takes to bring in the big money. What's more important is having an appealing style, popularity, and a large social media following. And in this case, 25-year-old Ryan Garcia checks all the boxes. Although Haney is the champion in this fight, Ryan is the star of the event and the one that brings in the pay-per-view, buys and sells tickets. Wow, that's incredible. Says Oscar De La Hoya again, Ryan Garcia with a world title is now making $30 million. He's probably going to make the same with Devin Haney. And if he wins, he's probably going to double that. Ryan Garcia, he has the opportunity of becoming one of the biggest athletes on the face of the earth winning this fight. That's how much is on the line, said De La Hoya. Wow. Now, we have said words were exchanged between Haney and Garcia at the press conferences held in New York and LA, but it didn't quite stop there because more is being said, if you will, on social media. And in fact, Ryan Garcia let it be known that he's currently dating an OnlyFans model, young lady by the name of Michaela Testa. And, you know, she's an online influencer, has a whack of followers without a doubt. And, but importantly, Ryan Garcia is actually training her for a boxing match. Now she's going to enter the ring as part of the Misfits crew over in the UK. And Testa herself revealed that she earns an incredible £90,000 a month for her appearances on OnlyFans. And when asked how her mom and dad reacted to her being on this, shall we say, adult platform, she said, "They disowned me and haven't spoken to me since." Anyway, she now has, as I said, huge following, 2.3 million followers on OnlyFans, along with nearly a million followers on Instagram. Wow. And by the way, revealed while training for boxing, spends more than 2,000 quid on clothes each week because she doesn't like to wear the same thing. Must be nice, I gotta say, to have that kind of coin. Anyway, at the start of this new year, Garcia confirmed his split from wife Andrea Selena just 2 hours after revealing the news of the birth of his new son. Now, in January 2024, he announced to his Instagram followers that baby Henry Leo had been born alongside Snap and the newborn baby. He wrote, "Honored to announce my new firstborn son. So thankful. Love him already. So fast. Took him just 8 minutes to arrive. You know where he got that speed from. Laugh out loud. Henry Leo Garcia, he'll be 10 times stronger, 10 times wise, 10 times better looking, but he'll need to work 10 times harder. Thank you, Lord. I love you." However, shortly afterwards, he uploaded a statement confirming his and Andrea's divorce. Garcia told his fans, "As I step into a new chapter in my life, it is with heavy heart to share that Drea and I have decided to divorce. While this decision marks the end of our marriage, it's important to emphasize that relations as co-parents remains our top priority. Family first." Got to remember that. Anyway, so there you go. As I said, recent revealed, Garcia is now dating Michaela Testa, an online, an OnlyFans model, an online social media influencer, and she's soon going to be seen in the ring in a Misfits bout. Alrighty, let's have a. So my headline was something like "The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly." I cannot believe this next news piece, but here it is. Heavyweight contender Jared Anderson was arrested on Thursday on a warrant for allegedly obstructing police in Michigan. That's according to court records obtained by ESPN. And Anderson, by the way, who is ESPN's number 8 heavyweight, probably the top contending heavyweight in the U.S. right now. I can't believe this. He's been arrested once again, and I say again because he was arrested and not only for obstructing police this time, but he was arrested quite a while ago for drinking and driving and also having a, what they say, improperly handling firearm in a vehicle. Like, what the heck? You know, I mean, this guy's got so much ahead of him. Why is he fooling around, A, drinking and driving, B, obstructing police? He's got to show a little bit more respect outside the ring if he wants to be taken seriously. He does have a big fight coming up. I shouldn't say big fight, but he does have a fight coming up. And let's hope that he remains victorious. Let's hope he's going to get on the straight and narrow. And let's hope he gets over to England and clobbers a few of those big English boxers. All right, let's move along to, speaking English boxers, Eddie Hearn. Matchroom promoter Eddie Hearn has revealed talks he had with Samson Lukowicz, the handler for David Benavidez, about putting together a possible clash against Canelo Alvarez on May 4th. Now, the interesting thing about this particular story is because we bounce back between boxers and their struggles, promoters and their struggles, and now we have broadcasters and their struggles. So it seems that while Hearn initiated the negotiations to show the Canelo Benavidez fight on DAZN, Lukowicz reportedly wanted the Canelo Benavidez UFC TV rights on Amazon Prime. Lukowicz's insistence on USA TV creates a significant hurdle that would need to be overcome for the fight with the undisputed super middleweight champion Canelo, 62-2, by the way, and the Mexican monster Benavidez, 28-0, to take place. So apparently that's not going to happen, as we all know. Reports coming out of Matchroom, possibly ESPN. I believe it's ESPN Knockout, who reported that Canelo will be fighting Jaime Munguia on Cinco de Mayo, May 4th, actually. But anyway, it's understandable why Lukowicz would want to take advantage of the huge interest in Canelo Benavidez's fight by insisting on getting the best deal for his fight at Benavidez. It's questionable whether Canelo will be forced to compromise, which obviously he's not going to. It's more likely that Lukowicz will derail the negotiations with his request, which apparently he's done. But if they can compromise, it's possible a deal can be made. This is all, I would say, a warning to other promoters who have exclusive deals with their own. So whether it's the Sky Sports, whether it's DAZN, whether it's ESPN, or whether it's Amazon Prime, at the end of the day, these sorts of deals are obviously going to get pretty tricky and are obviously going to impact boxers and their ongoing struggles to a balance between earning titles, earning a legacy in the sport, as well as earning money. So as I said, we'll wait and see what happens and whether Matchroom will announce that big fight coming up, Cinco de Mayo, Canelo Alvarez versus, at the moment, it looks like Jaime Munguia. Someone who I would have liked to have seen one day is Terence Crawford enter the ring against Canelo. But I don't think that is going to happen. But he is a free agent, as I said the other day, having split with PBC because he had signed a deal with them to fight Errol Spence, which he did. He beat Errol Spence, who then had to undergo cataract surgery, even though he wanted a rematch, but he just simply couldn't because of that surgery. So now Crawford is a free agent, and let's see where he ends up in the ring. I'd like to see him enter the ring sooner than later. As I'm sure you would as well. He's certainly a very, very, very talented elite-level fighter, but he needs to get back in the ring soon, and he needs to get back in the ring with someone credible. All right, boxing fan, that brings me to an end of today's show. Thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. Remember, like, share, subscribe. Hit that notification bell for me, and we'll see you 11 a.m. Eastern time here on Talk and Fight. Thanks very much. Out we go. We'll be right back.